good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning Podcast, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Sabri Saran. Let's start with the headlines first. RBI unlikely to tinker with benchmark rates this week. Banks close lakhs of current accounts. DoT may get 5G auction ruling this week. Reliance Retail in talk to buy Subway's India franchise. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. The last trade looked headed for a strong start this morning. Nifty futures on the Singapore exchange traded 115 points up at 8 a.m. U.S. stocks fell on Friday and registered losses for the week, but the S&P 500 still notched a sixth straight month of gain. Elsewhere, 10-year U.S. Treasury yields paired a retreat. The dollar held just above a one-month low. Bitcoin slipped back below $40,000. Crude oil prices slid on worries over China. That said, here's what is making news. Reliance Industries is in talks with the world's largest single-brand restaurant chain Subway to buy its India franchise for $200 to $250 million. The talks, if successful, will provide RIL Retail Unit a network of 600-odd Subway stores across India and help further diversify its omni-channel initiatives to more segments. Sun Pharma reported a remarkable performance in the first quarter of this fiscal, satisfying investors who have been waiting to see the company deliver a strong show. The outperformance was driven by a strong showing across all segments except actives and ingredients over the year-ago June quarter and over the preceding March quarter. The Reserve Bank of India is likely to keep benchmark rates unchanged in the bi-monthly monetary policy on Friday amid efforts to regain the country's growth impetus, shows an ET poll among 21 banks, funds and financial institutions. Lastly, Indian banks have closed hundreds of thousands of current accounts, inconveniencing many small business owners as the time to comply with the Reserve Bank of India directive has ended. SBI alone is said to have closed more than 60,000 accounts after sending repeated reminders to customers. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Adani Enterprises has announced its intention to enter the petrochemicals business by registering a new company called Adani Petrochemicals Limited. Chevron and Total Energies are engaged in separate partnership talks with ONGC for upstream projects in India in a sign of growing interest in the country's exploration sector that has barely received attention from foreign energy firms in recent years. Hindalco Industries is planning to invest around Rs. 8,000 to 10,000 crore in Hirakud, Silvassa and Mundra plants. DLF is planning to develop 27 million square feet of residential space in the medium term with a revenue potential of Rs. 30,000 crore on the back of higher demand for houses from corporate executives amid the shift to work from home. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts only on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing.